You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated is now on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, John.
Tell me about this forecast and what you see and what farmers will be able to do and maybe not be able to do in the Midwest.
Well, you know, it's not a bad scenario that's playing out here. We're getting over the cold here this morning. The afternoon temperatures are going to be very pleasant in a relative sense, but we are going to start a warming trend, I think, as we get into Friday and Saturday and in easternmost parts of the Midwest. Still on Sunday, we're going to see temperatures well above average. We'll likely get up into the 60s, maybe even some 70s in the lower parts of the region once again. So quite a contrast as we continue on this roller coaster ride of temperatures here this week. We will see faster drying rates as the temperatures warm up. There's not going to be a lot of humidity for the next day or two, but as we get into Friday, a strong southerly wind will blow across the heart of the Midwest from Missouri, parts of Illinois, into Indiana, northward. The winds will likely be sustained at 15 to 25 miles per hour, some gusts getting to 35 miles per hour, and perhaps a little bit higher. So a little bit of hindrance coming up from that alone, and then we're also going to be carrying moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, and so some showers will start to pop up on Friday as we go deeper into the afternoon. But the big delay in fieldwork will occur Saturday into Sunday, and that's when we'll see widespread showers and some thunderstorms occurring across parts of the lower and eastern Midwest. At the same time, a little bit of rain changing to snow in the northwestern areas. Moisture totals east of the Mississippi River probably run anywhere from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch. There might be some totals getting up over 1 inch. Again, this will be Saturday and Sunday primarily. Then next week, we turn right around and start drying down again. Another shot of cold air comes along, but there shouldn't be another storm system of size through the balance of the week next week.
Turn your attention to South America now, where some farmers on that continent started out the growing season under dry conditions, but I believe as we approach the halfway mark for them, in planting that is, that things have gotten better?
Yes and no. Mostly yes. I think for the most part, Brazil crop country is doing very well. There's actually some dryness that's evolving now in southern portions of Brazil. That has been underway for a little while here. But it looks like over this coming weekend and early next week, there will be two disturbances that will pass through those very same drier areas and bolster topsoil moisture, taking away any concern whatsoever over a dryness issue there. And the rest of Brazil stays in really good shape. Argentina will fall back into a little bit of a net drying mode for the western crop areas. You know, they struggled for quite a while with dryness there, and then we got hit with a couple of deluges of rain in at the end of October, early this month, and now we're drying back down again. But I do not think we're going to fall back into any kind of persistent dryness issue for Argentina. It should be a good scenario overall.
Thanks so much, Drew, for taking the time with us today.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and joins us on this Wednesday afternoon of the Closing Market Report. That wraps it up. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.